Parshas HaKalakadosh. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron b'Eretz Mitzrayim lemor, HaChodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim. Says the Ramban, this is the first mitzvah that Hashem is mitzaveh b'nei Yisrael al-yidei Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, Kiddush HaChodesh. Rashi famously says at the very beginning of the Chumash, Lo ha'yiraya tor lahaskel elam yachodesh zelochem rosh chodashim. The Torah could have started the beginning of the mitzvah part of the Torah, of Hashem's revelation of His ratzon, is hachodesh zelochem rosh chodashim. And the question is obvious. I understand. It's useful to have Kiddush HaChodesh. We're not going to be able to coordinate and know exactly when Pesach is, and then Shavuos, and when Sukkot is, etc., without a good calendar. But why is that the first mitzvah in the Torah? Seres HaDibros makes sense. Okay, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's a good first mitzvah. Maybe we could have thought of another few good candidates. But it's a technicality. It seems like a very, very minor technical detail. Why is this the psicha of the entire Torah? There are many answers that have been suggested to this question. Perhaps together we'll reflect on a few of them. The Hasidim answer this question with the idea of hischadshus. HaChodesh hazeh. The chiddush. What is chodesh? Chodesh is really a chiddush. The moon disappears and then it is mischadesh. It comes back and renews itself. Before the entire Torah, what do we need? Hischadshus. Am Yisrael, Monin LaLevana. Our calendar is based on the Levana. We are the nation of Hischadshus. We are the nation that waxes and wanes like the moon, right? I'm not a historian, but I think no other nation has been persecuted and killed and oppressed as much as the Jews, and no other nation has succeeded as much as the Jews. We are the moon. We wax and wane. We have Hischadshus. But it's not just Am Yisrael. It's every Jew. Every Jew waxes and wanes. Every Jew is like the Levana. Rav Tzadok says when he discusses Kiddush HaChodesh, what he calls the sod of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says a person has alios viridos, ups and downs. Not the sun. The sun is always a full circle. That's not what we believe. A person has ups and downs, aliyos viridos. And what does Hashem tell us? I'm about to give you taryag mitzvos. But before the other 612, I want to tell you a very important yesod. There's going to be ups and downs. It's not all or nothing. It's not you get it all right or else you kicked off the team. No, there are ups and downs. Sometimes you mess up. Sometimes you fail. Sometimes you don't live up to other people's expectations or your own expectations. And that's okay. You're mischadesh like the Levana. You come back. What's important is not that you're perfect. What's important is that you have she'ifos, to be as perfect as you can be and to keep improving. Rav Hirsch explains, that's why zman kapara l'chol todosam. It's not magic that Rosh Chodesh is a time of kapara. It's because Rosh Chodesh is the time of hischadshus. Rosh Chodesh is the time that reminds us that we get smaller, but then we get bigger again. We go down, and then we go up again. And that's the sod of kapara. This has to be the first mitzvah before the other 612 in the Torah. Think. How sad is it that there could be someone who could be in this room steiging tonight, but maybe messed up a little, maybe didn't live up to his parents' expectations, to his Rebbe's expectations, to his own expectations, and said, you know what? I'm not a yeshiva guy who steigs in the base and went off someplace else. Instead of saying, Hischadshus halavana. I have yiridos, I have alios. How scary is it? There could be someone sitting in this room who could be a tremendous asset, who could have tremendous accomplishments, who could make a difference for Klal Yisrael. And maybe one day we'll say, you know what? I messed up. I'm not doing it right. I'm not as good as the next guy. I'm not as good as I thought I would be. I'm not as good as someone else thought I should be. So I give up. And Hashem tells us, no, before the other 612 mitzvos. HaChodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodoshim. This is conscious. Every month, go out there and say Kiddush Levana and see how, no matter how small it gets, it gets big and grows again, and so too can you. Maybe that's the sod of Lo Hayatzara Chator Lahaskel Ella Me'achodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodoshim. That's one approach. But the Sforno takes a different approach. He connects it not to Hischadshus, but to the idea of time. Says the Sforno, what is Parshas Bo? What is Yitzias Mitzrayim all about? It's about going from Avdus to Chayrus. What's ultimately the difference between an Eved and a Ben Chorin? On the one hand, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo, an Eved doesn't have Nechasim, doesn't have property, and a Ben Chorin does. Okay, but there's some very poor Ben Chorin who also don't have property. That's not the essential difference between an Eved and Ben Chorin. The essential difference, explains the Sforno, is HaChodesh Zelachem. When you're free, your months and weeks and days and hours and minutes and seconds and years and decades are yours. You own your time. You are the master of your time. What does an Eved not have? An Eved's Chodashim are not Lachem. An Eved doesn't have time. He has no bailus over time. He's not the master of his time. That's what the Eved doesn't have. He can't decide what to do with his time. His master just decides what he should do with his time. And the Rav said, it's not just practical. The Eved is lacking a certain time consciousness, says the Rav. The Eved can't live in time the way Ben Chorin can live in time. That's why, says the Rav, an Eved does not have mitzvah zeh shazman grama. And the Rav said, women also are potter of mitzvah zeh shazman grama, but a woman has mitzvah zeh shazman grama. She just potter, Hashem gave her a kula. Therefore, if she fulfills a mitzvah zeh shazman grama, she gets schar. And Minig Ashkenaz, she says a bracha, Hashem, Hashem, Zolzim, Tzivanu. And Eved, the Rav says, is mufka, not putter. Mufka for mitzvah, zeh, zman, grama. They don't apply to him at all. See, he doesn't have zman. He doesn't have a time consciousness. If an Eved fulfills mitzvah, zeh, zman, grama, it's worthless. If he says a bracha, it's a bracha, levatala. An Eved is lacking time consciousness. An Eved is lacking a connection to time. Hashem says, I'm about to give you the Torah, but I'm not giving Torah to Avadim. I can't give you the Torah until you're B'nai Chorin. But I have to tell you what it means to be a Ben Chorin. Be a Ben Chorin before the other 612 mitzvos, be a Ben Chorin. And to be a Ben Chorin means not just take you out of Mitzrayim. That's a Ben Chorin on the outside. To be a Ben Chorin on the inside means HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, to take mastery over your time. To have time consciousness, to be the Bailim of your time, and not let the times be a Bailim over you. And what does this mean? This is true on many levels. On one level, v'achaltem oso b'chipazon, in a rush. Why do they have to do it in a rush? There are many reasons for that. But one of them is, because what does it mean to be in a rush? It means that what you're doing is important. It means that you have a lot to do. It means that you have something you need to accomplish, and you want to accomplish it right now. Means you value this moment. That's what V'achalt Moso B'chipozon is all about. It's about valuing the moment. Right? Ultimately, the greatest gift Hashem can give us, if you'll excuse me, is the present. Is this moment. What do you do when you have a moment? What do you do with that time? I know what the Eved does. He stands around waiting to be ordered around or not to be ordered around. What does Ben Chorin do? Ben Chorin makes something out of every moment. What do you do with a moment when you're waiting for a subway? Okay, maybe you have some shnais. Maybe you learn a little parsha. Maybe you hop a tehillim. Maybe a mitzvah say of kibud av v'aim. You send a WhatsApp to your mother. You could, so many mitzvahs you could do. In 1 minute, if you just grab that minute, what do? You get to shul 2 minutes early before mincha. Okay. Maybe you hop a little korbanos. That might be a little ambitious. Man, chapa mishnah, chapa few psukim and complete maver sedra. Every moment you can do something with. Every moment, the difference between a stam person on the street and a Jew is that a stam person on the street, every moment, is just a random moment. A Jew, every moment is an occasion to do something that connects us to the highest heavens, that connects us to the most transcendent thing in the world, which is Hashem. Is a moment that we could be holier 3 seconds from now than we were 3 seconds ago. But it's not just about the present. When the Rav talks about time consciousness means the present in context of the past and the future. If we think about it, every year we do one particular thing to celebrate our chibus. And of course that's called the Pesach Seder. But what is the Pesach Seder? It's a funny minhag we have. It's a minhag brought down in the poskim. You know, sometimes it's unclear. Well, it's a real minhag brought down in the poskim, or just something someone thought of doing, when your grandmother was young. But this is a real minhag brought down in the poskim. It says before we make Kiddush, which is the first thing, we have to say Kaddish Orchatz Karpas Yachas, etc. We have to say the Seder Shel Pesach. It's fascinating. What do? We don't do anything else at Pesach. We do a Seder. Seder means an order. What does an order mean? An order means we have an agenda for our time. We want to accomplish 14 things, and this is the order we want to do them. That's real mastery over time. Mastery over time means to have a plan for time. To accomplish, we need to seize hold of time and make a plan. Say a guy wants to finish Shas. Might seem very hard to finish Shas. You can finish Shas if you have a plan. Okay? Someone invented a plan for that called Daf Yomi. Whatever your plan is. Guy, he always wanted to be Maver Sedra and really get through the Parsha with Rashi. But he never did. Okay? That's because he wasn't taking Bialos over his time. Take Bialos over your time. Say, you know what? I want a year from now to have gone through all of that. I'm going to find, you know what? I have this half hour in the week. That, it's really, you know, it's between this class and that class, and I end up just like, you know, surfing the internet on my phone. Instead, I'm going to go to this base medrash and put that half hour in, and then I'm going to take 20 minutes here, and then I'm going to take, a little Friday night after the meal, and that's it. You want to finish whatever it is you want to do. You can do it if you have a, I guarantee you personally, you can accomplish more than you ever dreamed you can accomplish if you seize hold of time, if you live with time consciousness, if you make a plan, if you have a Seder for your turn Chavrus into a Seder. You want to daven differently than you do today? Say, you know what? First, I'm going to spend 1 week where I'm going to say every word of Birkas Avos slowly. And then I'm going to do a week and Gvuras Hashem. And then Kedushas Hashem. And then I'm going to go through it slowly, step by step. Don't just think of the moment. Think of what you want to make different. How you want to grow in a year, how you want to grow in 2 years, how you want to grow in 10 years. And how to divide that up and use every moment to get there. Be going somewhere, have a direction, have she'ifos. That's called being a master of time. But the Rav said it transcends even that. Being a Ben Chorin is not just seizing the moment, is not just having a plan for your she'ifos. It's much broader than that. Says the Rav, an Eved is not only mufka from Mitzvah Zeh Shezman Grama. There's something else that an Eved is mufka from. Eved ein lo chayis. An Eved has no yichus. It's a very strange halacha. Seemingly makes no sense to us at first glance. The Eved is much of Re'imo, much of Re'bito. The Eved, it's as if his relatives aren't related to him. Why are the Eved's relatives not related to him? Right? At first glance, it seems peculiar. Being related has nothing to do with your social status. It's just a matter of personal relationships between people. Says the Rav, no. Chayis, Yichus is not about people's personal emotional relationships. Obviously, if the Eved has a father and the Eved has a son, he has the same personal relationship that anyone else does. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. What do we mean by our Yichus? What we mean is that my father is not just someone who I love and respect and, you know, brought me up since I was a little baby. My father is someone who connects me to his father, to his father, to his father, to his father, all the way back to Har Sinai. My father is someone who passes a Masorah onto me. My father is someone who gives me a role in history. I'm part of history. That's my yichus. Because my father passed on to me the Masorah from Har Sinai, the Masorah of the role of Am Yisrael, and the responsibility to take that further. And that's the other side of yichus. I pass that on to my son. Yichus means I get a legacy from my father, and I pass that legacy on to my son, and every generation build it more and more so that we can take that toolbox we got at Har Sinai and use it to build more and more layers and more levels of the future Geula that we want to achieve with it. That's what an Eved doesn't have. And the Rav points out so beautifully, who was the first Eved? Arur Kanan Eved Avadim Yela Echav. Why? Vayar Chama V'Kanan Eis Ervas Aviv V'Yagid L'Shei Echav B'Chutz. What made the first Avdus? Someone who didn't respect his father. You don't respect your father, you don't have historical time consciousness. Once you don't respect your father, you're not part of a historical story. You're not part of the grand story of history. You have no Masorah. Once you have no Masorah, that's already the roots of Avdus. It was almost more of a totsah, natural result, than an onesh, that Noah said, look, if that's the way you treat your father, then you've received nothing. You don't want to continue a story. You don't want to be part of history. And that's the beginning of Avdus. And Hashem says, you don't want to be an Eved? Great. That means now you're part of history. Right? Ultimately, time consciousness means HaChodesh Zelacham Rosh Chodashim, that history's going someplace. History's going someplace. It's going to the ultimate Geula. And we have the privilege and responsibility of being part of that story. And that leads me to end with one point that I'm saying with a little trepidation. Because I don't want to be misunderstood. But in the last parsha, we read the Arba Lashonos of Geula. And we know in the beginning of Arba Psachim, we've shown him say that the Arba Kosos of the Pesach Seder are connected to Arba Lashonos Shel Geula. It's a big machlokus, Gersos and the Gemara, Holdi and the Gaonim. Are there four Kosos or five Kosos? Right? We make some sort of shara. We drink four Kosos, but we pour the fifth one. Called the Kos Shel Eliyahu. Mehechi Tesi. Why would there be a fifth Kos? Say many Rishonim. The Raivet on the bottom of the Rif at the very end of Psachim. The Dasikinimi Bali Tosos right here in the Parsha of Achodesh Zelochem Rosh Chodashim Perikud Beis Pasuk Ches says there's a fifth Kos because there's a fifth Lashon of Geula. Vot Seisi V'Yitzalti V'Galti V'Lakachti Ve'Vesi Eschem El Ha'aretz. And I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we drink the fifth Kos? Okay. You know, Am Yisrael is still in Golos. Maybe it's not time to drink it yet. Maybe it's a Kos of Eliyahu. Maybe we're waiting for Eliyahu to come and bring every single Yid there so that it'll be time to drink it. That's the fifth Lashon Geulas Ve'Vesi. And the Das Akenim in this week's Parsha says a tremendous Kiddush. Kos Chamishi Keneged Ve'Vesi Shigam Hu Geula. Kedamri Inchi Mandamori Shachri Masar Kol Didei Biyadei Ilo Is ilo asi lebedore maya hanile. Yeah, you free the slave, you give him everything. If you don't bring him to the home, what has he done? What have you done for him? He says Perish, says the Bali Tosos, Ever Shikro Rabo, Umasal Gvir Biyado, Imlo Hevil Basti Rosso. If you don't bring him home, Ma Mowalo Kalatova. What good is everything else? Hachanami Imlo Hevia Kodeshbroko Osan Eretz Yisrael Mayal Moilohem Ayitzir Shal Mitzrayim. Very radical formulation. If not for Eretz Yisrael, then what's the point of leaving Mitzrayim? Okay, obviously you can't take this too far. There's 15 steps in Dayenu, V'ilu Hotzianu Mitzrayim, before we get to Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of Dayenu there. But ultimately, the goal is Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, the goal is the fifth Lashon of Eivesi. Emlohevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osun Eretz Yisrael. If he doesn't bring them home, Beis Dirasso, Mayomoa Lehem Hayitziya Shel Mitzrayim. Think, if we think of our time consciousness, not just in our lives, in our sheifos, but as part of Am Yisrael, it starts Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it ends in Eretz Yisrael. And it's maybe even a little scary to think. If Tosa says, you know what Hashem's saying, don't worry, I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, because I haven't brought you to Eretz Yisrael, what's the point of everything I've done for you? If Hashem brings you to Eretz Yisrael and you don't want to go, then what's the point of everything he did for you? Then what are you saying about Hashem? It's Ein Bal Nes Makir Beniso. If for 2,000 years, our Zaydis, all the way back, would have given their right arm to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael and live in a hut and eat stale bread and drink water for the rest of their life. And we could go and have an amazing life. Losech Sar Kolbo. Then where are we going as Am Yisrael? I say this with trepidation because, on the one hand, I guess I have to be the one to say it because I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, the last thing I need to say is that, okay, so I'm better than anyone else because I live there. Why am I in Eretz Yisrael now? Because I had tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Not because I'm better than anyone else, not because I'm smarter, not because I'm more talented, not because I'm frummer, because I had tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Why do I have such tremendous siyata d'shmaya? Mestama b'schus my wife. But nonetheless, what does Bali Tosa say? Beis Dirasso. Now life is complicated. Life is complicated. No one knows everyone else's cheshbonos. I don't know everyone else's cheshbonos. And neither does anyone in this room. Everyone has cheshbonos, and there are a lot of good cheshbonos that tell you now is the time to live in Golos, now is the time to live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not saying that everyone in this room has to get up right now and say, that's it. You know, next year, Gros Kolo, Eretz Yisrael, forever. I'm saying that we have to know where the Beis Dirasso is. You have to know where you live. Rosh Yeshiva YU, one generation older than me, told me today, says, I live in Eretz Yisrael. You know, but I stay in New York most of the time because that's where I work. All right? Sometimes your work brings you to New York. But where you live, where's my home? My home is in Eretz Yisrael. Even if I am going to live here for the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, indefinitely. But I have a cheshbon why. When you know where your home is, you have a reason why you live elsewhere. Lots of people are stuck elsewhere from home. They have good reasons. But you have to know where your home is. If you know where your home is, eventually you'll get there. If you don't know where your home is, then you'll never get there. Then, Imlo Vila Beis Dirasso, Ma Moelo, Kol Hatova, Hazos. Amir Tzashem, we should be Zoche, to be Bnei Choren, we should be Zoche, to be masters of this moment, we should be Zoche, to be masters of our She'ifos, what we're building for, this week, what we want to do better in a week from now than today, better in a month from now than today, better in a year from now than today. But Amir Tashem, we should be Zoche to be part of the historical time consciousness of Am Yisrael. We should have the yichus of knowing where we come from and knowing where we're going. Baruch Hashem, we're in this room because we know where we come from. So many Jews don't know where we come from. And we know we come from Sinai, and we feel the weight of that legacy and the brilliance and privilege and simcha of that legacy. Let's also remember where we're going, wherever we are right now, wherever we're staying, wherever we're sojourning, wherever we're in Golis, let's remember where home is, and Amir Hashem, b'schus that, Hashem will bring us all there, b'mheira v'yamei.
Kiva.
Thank you for your help.